Jason Reynolds is head coach for the Griswold girls and boys golfers, and coach, not a big size of roster here this year, but let's talk about the personnel you do have, and beginning with your boys team. What's the team look like?
Our boys team, we're going to be pretty short. I think we talked about this, but we're going to have about five boys that I can see right now. We had a meeting last week, and that's the way it's shaking out. We might have one or two more, but it's going to be pretty lean. Mr. Brown and Cameron Brownlee is our senior, only senior. He's been with us for a while now, but he's fairly new to golf, but that kid's got the golf bug. You know, he plays a lot over the summer, and he plays over the winter. Very consistent, very good hands there on the green. We look to maybe fine tune him just a little bit to shave a couple off, but he'll be a leader for us this year for sure. And then we have a bunch of sophomores. We have three sophomores. Hogan Hook, it's golf's kind of in that kid's DNA, you know. Super swing, very knowledgeable about his swing in the game, almost to a fault, you know, just a little bit too much at times. But last year he was super close, and you know, my gut tells me this year he's probably going to break out. And when he does, the confidence that kid's going to have is going to be fun to watch. So he'll be a big contributor for us this year. Alex Nelson, he's fairly new, fairly green to the game. He did improve last year quite a bit. We're going to work on consistency this spring, and spend a lot of time with him around the putting green, a lot of chipping and putting for Mr. Nelson. Then we have two brand new kids. Auden Wilson, he's a track kid, really, but he loves golf. He was injured over the winter, and he can't run track, so he's joining us for golf, which is great. Haven't seen him swing, but he plays a lot of sports. Good athlete, you know, qualities we can definitely work with. And then Braden Lockwood, he's a freshman. He's a dual sport kid. He's going to run track too, which can be kind of tough, but I think he can probably do it. He plays about every sport that you can play. We'll just cross our fingers his dad doesn't shoot me when we mess up his baseball swing. So that's going to be the challenge. That's our boy.
How about your girls group you've got there?
Girls, we just had two girls this year, Lindsay Kaiser and Joanna Reynolds. Lindsay, she's a junior this year. I think she placed in the conference last year. She's got a lot of experience. She's a hard worker. She knows how to practice. Should be a good season for Miss Lindsay. Joanna's fairly new to the game. She took some time off a few years ago, but she is back with us. She's a sophomore this year. She'll be working on being a little more consistent striking the ball, but her kicking and putting is very good. Joe and Lindsay, they practice together most every day. They're pretty good friends. They push each other, as well as, you know, they're each other's biggest fans. A couple of great kids to work with.
Are you just chomping at the bit to get out on the course finally?
Yeah, we had a meeting last week. Spring break kind of cuts right in the middle of the golf kickoff, but we couldn't have practiced much last week anyway. We will be out there today, though. Probably out on the football field. Throwing balls all over the joint, but it'll be good. Get these kids outside, blow off a little bit of that energy, and knock off a little bit of that rust. It'll be good.
When does competition start for you guys?
You know, they've moved our schedule around just a little bit. I want to say our first meet is like the first week of April, okay. But I'm not positive. I know they moved it around a little bit, but we got a couple weeks to practice anyway. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us and we can get out on the course, get a few holes in. But it's always, you know, spring golf in Iowa is kind of a crapshoot, you know.
Yep. Anything else to add as you get ready to start the year?
Nope. We're ready to go. The low numbers are it's kind of disappointing a little bit, but those kids are going to get a lot of attention. I mean, I really look forward to working with these kids a lot more one-on-one. So it'll be a fun year.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
You bet. Thank you.